Marro. Rua Namka da Nyambi Simjin Tamje de Tondo Zobu Sanje de Comba Namuji de Brisa. Teite de Tambichulo, Tuzon Gundun de Tumber Souni, Zombo Sanju, Jojo, Tuju, Pomondo, Tondo, Tondo.
For the sake of all sentient beings, filling the vast and limitless sky with their countless numbers is essential to achieve the precious level of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which is beyond the extremes of samsaric existence and nirvanic pacification. And in order to do that, we must strive in listening to, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings. And with that motivation, or with that in mind, we must take the supreme commitment to enlightenment,
bodhicitta. Reva mebe goni jimba tongwa te jase sanju sempe lalien isomar. Te junsin karasana sanju dope zope sanje je komban topar dope kanza ki lujan tongguna. Tekpa jimba lola rang lujan jimba tango yurwa. Hakusunga. Lujan tangguna.
So the 25th of the practices of the Bodhisattva is deals with the practice of generosity, and says that it's the practice of a son of the victorious one to practice generosity without hope of the return or the complete ripening. So without any expectations with regard to what one is going to get out of it or the ultimate result, which is implied by the full ripening of the virtuous action. This is the kind of generosity which is the practice of the Bodhisattva. And why is that? It's because it's necessary as a Bodhisattva to practice giving even one's own body. And if it's necessary to give even one's own body, then what need to mention or explain the need of giving ordinary outer things?
Lu jimba tangwe, lu simchin la tangwe, mepa zona digre. Mepa.
So as an ordinary being, it's not particularly possible. It's not really possible to give one's body. This is something that one's able to do after achieving the elevated stage of a noble one. However, as an ordinary being, one can have the wish to be able to give even one's own body.
So, Rangga tong jang mundrom na, yin tong drupar ndoyopa, kemine sujiro. Jumtsin ti se na, sipa deva tomdo jin dupa meba, dumba meba ye, go nin chutam song na, te jase sanju sepe nyam nin ji zogu jibi.
So the next verse deals with ethical conduct, which involves the avoiding of harming others, as well as the possibility of directly benefiting others. And the verse says that if this ethical conduct is, then it will not be possible to benefit others. So that the ability to would not be possible to benefit even oneself. So to talk about benefiting others would be a joke. Whereas for a bodhisattva, the kind of ethics which he would practice would both be to his own benefit and the benefit of others. And the sort of ethics which has that characteristic is one which is free of longing for existence. That is, freedom from longing for the happiness, the fringe benefits of this life. And observing this kind of ethics is the practice of
bodhisattva. Tesser coin like in the name by ye, Zupa Gomba, dear sailor. Give a telon to Jesus Copare. Give a loan to Topandope, Jersey San Joseph Banamla, San Jersey San Joseph Banla. Noisy Tamje, run a nobassep, noisy, nobassep up a draw of Tamje, Carolyn Songre. Renchin tetan songre. Then a longju topan dona, te longju topan doba la rembo jitter, ter nina, then a longju chamber yungre, ti gavo yungrava, longju de tore. Tis and a gave a longju, ja chamber topan dobe, ja se sanju samba nama, nuzi jidrao number in jinji tetan, songba umrava tis and a coinle hende me pay. Kola, Hende Sijete Magava Senase Hendeva, Magava, Nusim Kipa, Tendo. Ta Kola Hendeba Mabaye. Sintin Kala Hendeba Mabaye. Zupa Gomba Jase Lali. Zupa Gomba, Zupa Yamni, the Tom Topa Gore. Teta Zupa Gomba, the Jesse Sanders and Benyamni, the two Jews. Oh, yeah.
So for the victorious prince, the bodhisattva who wishes for the enjoyments of virtue, all of those who harm are like a precious treasure. And Ramesh says that if one were to possess a treasure, this would be able to fulfill all of one's wishes. It would be like a source of happiness. And in this case, the source of happiness for the bodhisattva are those who harm him. And why? Because through the one who harms, the bodhisattva is able to practice patience. So therefore, towards all shenren mepa, without any vindictiveness, without a feeling of not liking or ill will, not bearing ill will or bearing a grudge, it's the practice of the bodhisattva to meditate on forbearance, or to practice patience.
Lali Nikitabjebre. Nikitabjebane ran don baki dope ni ranya, gola mecho, daughter, son tona. Broken don the yunting, junage, ຈົນຈົນຈົນບາຈາເສລາເລນຄິສາວສົງເດຣານດົງບາຄິເຕຣານດົງບາຄິກໍາຣານດົງຄົນາໂຣປາເສເປຍິນທຸດາຣານສັນຈິຍັງຕາຍິນານໍຣານທາປະດຸບາຣະມາໂຕສິມຈິນທໍາເຈຈິຕົງໂຕຕິນິທາປະດຸຍາມາເດດີເສນາຣານດົງບາຄິດຸປະຍິນາງໂກລະເມຍໍດໍດໍຊົງທໍນະ Nyintu da rang sanje nam jang korbu dunga len jekte tra ne tarpa drupi che do ngo la me hyo na ngo la me mbarwa yina me te tine doba la sabha yinda tamche ya te chunru chenpo zo korwa lam sang chunma se kwa ngo la me hyo dokwa ngo la me hyo wa te dokwa am ngo la me hyo wa te me parke le me so zere me te suyabara se pa la Sunba Tardon Tonga, Sundi Chamber Samaran Tonga, then they take my chamber and the Karasena Sundiman Samaras. Rokun Tondo, Rokun Simjin Tamjej Tondo, Yuntin Tamjej in Jungne, Yuntin Tamjej Zaba de Sundri, Sundu Mina to some Gombe Yuntin Yogamar, Tisena, Yuntin Tamjej in Jungne, Sundu Songor, Sundu Somba de Jasa Sanjus and the Yamni Chibis. Karasana, Chundu Mena Sinjinji don't the Sanjiji Kumadu Tumar. Randon Kona Drupi Niran Namjijang, Golem Chundu Chimbo Tsamna, then Sanju Samba Namji Sinjinji don't the Sanjiji Kumadu. Karasan Chundu Mazam.
So if one sees that the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. In order to accomplish merely their own benefit, strive as if they were putting out a fire on their own, on their head. The first two lines. So, So Rinpoche said that the kind of practice that these two groups are doing is not for the benefit of others, but merely in order to achieve their own liberation from suffering. And yet, even at that, they practice with such diligence that it could be compared to practicing as though they were putting out the fire in their hair. And if one sees that they practice in that way, then what about Bodhisattva, who practices patience, which is the source of the qualities which are to the benefit of all beings? So, and she said that if one does not practice diligence or this enthusiastic energy, then the qualities of listening, reflecting, and meditating will not arise. And without this kind of practice of diligence, one will not be able to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. So with this motivation, the Bodhisattva practices diligence.
Nyumon nambaran jombar kise ne zomi yele yanda deba ye something bomba jase la ne khene rab to dembe se de khene rab den thar se ba khene thar to pada dembe ken ba khene rab dan demba khene rab den thar se be simba dan dembe dan thong ki dan thong dami to khu khirab ki ညုံမုံပါနံပါတ်ညုံပါရှိစဲနေညုံမုံနံပါတ်ညုံပါညုံမုံစားပါနေကျွတ်တပါရှိပါစဲနေညုံမုံနံပါတ်ညုံပါညုံမုံချပါစဲပါညုံမုံစားပါနေကျွတ်ပါတန်တာဖတ်တယ်ရှိပါစဲနေအဇုံမီရဲ့လေရန်တာလာပါရဲ့ဘာတင်းငင်းစင်ကွန်ပါလက်တင်းတဲ့နဲ့ Tanda something yet a zoomy ye, 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 zumi ye ye zumi ye le yang dan de ba ye zumi ye le de ba ye yang da ban de ba ye something gong wa zumi ye le de ba something gong wa something gong ba te ja se san ju se ban yang ni so ji.
So the next verse says that with the superior insight which is endowed with higher peaceful abiding, one completely conquers the disturbing emotions. So with this peaceful abiding or shamatha which has been perfected, then with that as the informing power, then one is able to practice a superior insight which cuts the root, which cuts off the disturbing emotions or the afflictions or the problematic states of mind, cuts them off at the root. So if one knows how to do that, then one will be able to practice the Bodhisattva meditation of meditative concentration, which perfectly or correctly transcends the four formless states. The four formless states refers to the practice of Tingesin, Samadhi, through which the four concentrations and the four formless states are achieved. So through this perfect shamatha and vipassana, which cuts the root of the problematic states, one goes even beyond the states of concentration, leading to the four levels of the form realm and the four levels of the formless realms.
Ta la lin sum ju pa hira mi na par sing a yi jo bu san ju tu par mi ni pe tap dan den yin kor som mo do pe hira gom ba ja se la hira mi na ton da mi to bu hira mi na toni to bu hira mi na par sing a ye jemba ni sam din je par do parje parada seba nga yero parada seba nga yi hira mena parada seba nga po de longa na ngure na po yi job sanjo to par mene be job sanjo gam job sanje je ko ma to par mene pe pe se de se da ri ti se na thap dang de he thap ning je dang jinso jinso su na je cho dan din hen korso mo do pe deni korso number mo do pe kira gom gore to na korso number mo do pe kira gom se je de tong ni to ge go re so da pe na jin ban ra o chi no jin pa ko da jin yo jin da sa wa so ma me pa korso mo do pe Hirap gomba jase la. Korsom mato pe hirap. Tap dan ding hien korsom mato pe hirap yona. Te jase sanju se ben yam ni ju tsu uchi ge. Oh yeah.
So if the superior knowledge or intelligence is missing, then through the other five paramitas, one will not be able to achieve complete enlightenment. So without the superior knowledge which understands the freedom from self-entity or lack of substantial ego, that is the intelligence which understands the emptiness, if that is missing, then the other five paramitas from generosity up to meditative concentration will not be sufficient to enable one to achieve complete enlightenment. So since that's the case, then the conduct of a bodhisattva is to meditate on a superior knowledge which does not conceptualize the three processes, the three aspects of any action, meaning the, for example, if one's talking about generosity, it would be the practitioner of the generosity, the object of the generosity, the person towards whom one is being generous, and the action of generosity itself. So without focusing on those, without conceptualizing those three aspects of the process, and also having the skillful means, meaning compassion, as well as the merit which is accumulated through the practices of generosity and the other paramitas, one practices the intelligence proper to a bodhisattva.
Ta sun lale soke pa rang trupa rang ki mata na chuba zoki chume si si be te se jun do rang trupa la ta na pa ma ja se la ji jar se sanjo samba nam ji chu ji jun do rang trupa la ta ne pan gu te rang trupa rang ki ta ke mata na chuba zoki Chumayi si si pa jimsini ti sa, ta ajur chi kuya. Take it over.
Okay. So, jazi sanchu sanpa.
Sanchu sanpa ta sama chu jin. Rang and trupa rang, join the rang and trupa la rang ta na pang gute. Te ma pang na, rang and trupa rang ma ta na,
So, the meaning of this verse is presented as a logical or illogical format, saying given sons of the victorious ones, male bodhisattvas and female bodhisattvas, it's necessary for them to continually having examined their own faults to give them up. Because if they don't do that, then even though they have the appearance of being Dharma practitioners, they won't be.
Nyumo wang ki jarse yinda ki nipa leng na nani nyam jorwe. Tikpa chile ki upe kansa ki nipa mana jase lale. Nyumo wang ke nyumo chakpa dangwa momba chata monsum ji wang ki jarse sanchuk samba yinda ki nipa am chun leng na leng si jete jo na. Jase yenda ke jase sanju sampai yenda ke nipa leng na hie na ma na ta ma bi yo nipa leng se yo te ya sanju sampai le leng wa po ya sanju sampai le dani nyam jo pe sanju sampa ta sema dani nyam do re rang sanju sampa che pa nyam re dani nyam bar jo re kare nyam bar sanju sampa che pa nyam do re nyam bar jo wa ti se na Tipa chile chupu kanza ke, chepar de tikinle chupu kanza ke, nipa, nipa am, yung mani kumare. Tetar mana mate yang jase sanju sevanyang nijik.
So, through the influence of disturbed states of mind, which Rinpoche mentioned as being attachment, aversion, and cloudy states of mind, like ignorance. So through the influence of these three main disturbed states of mind, if one speaks or mentions the negative qualities or the defects of other bodhisattvas, So in this case, the The object of the negative speech is a bodhisattva, and the one who's talking that way is a bodhisattva. So those who do that will themselves deteriorate. So their own dani nyamjua, they themselves will be destroyed. They undermine, sabotage themselves. And because of that, it's the practice of a bodhisattva not to speak about, not to mention the defects of individuals who have entered the Mahayana.
ဒါလည်းဆောက်ဆောင်ပါညေကောဝန်ကပင်ချင်းကျွန်ရခင်ချစံကောမစာဝညံကျော်လေဇာခိကျင်တန်ဂျွန်းဒါကျင်းနမ်နာချပပောင်းဝန်ကျဆယ်လာညေပတံဆေကုချောညေပတံစံစာဝဆုကုတေကုတေလေကုတေလေခင်ဘဝန်ကိ
ສາຈຸສັມປະເພນຈຶ່ງຈ່ວຍປະຍໍຊິຈ່ວຍປະເພນຈຶ່ງຈ່ວຍປະຊົບຍິກໍລະຄິນຈາຍໂນດິລຄິນເບວັງກະເພນຈຶ່ງຈ່ວຍປະຊົບຈ່ວຍປະຈາຍິກໍລະຄິນຈາເມນະຈ່ວຍປະຈາຍິກໍລະຄິນຈາຍໂນດິຈ່ວຍປະຊົບຈ່ວຍປະຈ່ວຍປະຈາຍິກໂຕບະດິລຄິນດາຕາຍໂນເດລຄິນດາທຸສັມກໍບະສາວະຍາມຈໍເບ ထွေပတံစံပတံကွန်ပစာဝညံပန်ကြုံတယ်ညေကောလခင်ပဝံကဖင်ချင်းထွေပကြထွေပဝံကိတနေထေဆံကွန်ပစာဝတဆုညံတော့တယ်ဒီစေနာဇာဟိဇာဟိကြီးချင်းပံယွန်းတာကချင်းနာမလားချက်ပပံကိုရခင်ကြပံကိုတေတပံဝတဲ့ကြစစံကြစံပညာလီညံနေရှင်ကျဆောက်ဆံပါတယ်ဟုတ်ကဲ့
So the third practice of bodhisattva is as follows. Influenced by gain and the desire for gain and acknowledgement, one one fights with the bodhisattvas, get into fights with each other. So through the power of wanting gain and for example having having people do prostrations for you and so on, any form of veneration or acknowledgement, so motivated by that or through the influence of that say competition or suri literally means debate, getting into debates with each other or mutual competition based on the desire for gain and acknowledgement destroys or causes the activities of listening, reflecting, and meditating to degenerate. And because of that, it's the practice of a bodhisattva to give up attachment to the households of friends and relatives, as well as the households of sponsors.
Tsik-tsumon, tsik-tsumon, tsik-nyemba, tsik-dukya, kecha-dukya, tsik-mambuye. Tsumu-tsik-e, tsik-ki, sira-dukwa, kari-yong-kare, yin-sin-trok-yo-je. Tsik-tsumon-la-na, yin-je-sem-trok-dukare. Kari-yong-kare, sem-na-dunga-ji, sem-trok-re-dunga-ji, trok-trok-par-yo-je. Tene yinji sem thok song na kari chong yore, jarva se ji chyo sor nyam jore. Jarse sanju sem ba yinbi drog gograva, tene yinji sem thok song na nai pa chikre. Jarse sanju sem pa chyo pa
Through harsh words meaning negative words, any kind of nasty, unpleasant, negative words, through these, the minds of others are disturbed, and also through these, the conduct of the sons of the victorious one degenerates. And how does it degenerate? Because if one uses harsh words, then it causes suffering in the minds of others. And instead of benefiting them, which is the point of the practice, one is harming them. So it causes the whole practice of Dharma to go down the drain. And therefore, it's the practice of a bodhisattva to give up this kind of negative speech and what's unpleasant. Speech was unpleasant for others. So if one gets used to the disturbing emotions, if one gets a habit of the disturbing emotions, then it would be difficult to counteract them even using a remedy. And therefore, in order to counteract these disturbing emotions of vindictiveness, jealousy, and so on, the person, a capable person who has alertness and mindfulness, must take up the weapon of the remedy, and in the same instant, immediately, as these attachment and the other disturbed states of mind arises, must completely overthrow them. So the ability to overthrow the disturbing emotions will then make it possible for the conduct of the mind of the bodhisattva to arise.
Oy. Taj lali sunjo soro pare. Soro pa de kong de lali sunjo song ape tenda de ta dor de pare. Dor na dor da na. Dor na kang du chola che si chang rang sem je ne kap chen da ji. Jön de ten da chi ji den ba ye yin don ro ba ja se lali. Ta kong lali sok de sunjo song na che sem pare. Teda ten dor do ne che na dor do na. Ne kando, kandang kando. Chulam range, chulam jetang, jetang vasi jang, kandichisi na yang. Lunga yi je sava kandichisi na yang, si jang. Ti chulam ti ne kap so, range sem je ne kap jendahi. Rang same jenegap de can gender, said Tikaps and Arakarasamuto.
semju kunong de kadir zogdo. Pena yinda chela ropa zona, ropa zoya ke kunong de kadir do. Mene samba nyingye, kunong de samba nyingye pensim doga, yana kunong nemba do. Kunong yapon doga, sem yapon doga nemba do paketan gogurse. Rangi semju ne kap chenda hi. Pena yinda ropa zona yang, Say Sava Yin La Ropa, Ropa Hapuzwa, Ropa Zuna Yang, Sam Kunong Namba Yong Sig, Naka Say. Kunong Tenda Hi, Tu Jundo, Tenba Hi Yin Denba Ye, Ten Hida Denba Ye, Ten Hida Denba Ye Goni, Yin Don Drogore, Teta Yin Don Droga Teja, Sajisaba, Tani Chig. Oh, yeah.
So, in brief, that is to say, this is the 36th Bodhisattva conduct, and it's summing up the preceding 35. So, in brief, the Bodhisattva must investigate what sort of conduct he is engaged in. So, whatever sort of conduct he should be engaged in at any time, he must ask himself, how at this time is my mind? What state is my mind in at this time in connection with what I'm doing here? And she said, for example, if one is helping someone, one has befriended someone, is helping them, one has to investigate the motive and look very carefully whether it really is a motive of loving kindness and compassion, or whether it's a negative motive of some sort. One has to look very carefully at the motive behind whatever action is being engaged in. And being endowed with, or making sure that at all times there is alertness and awareness to accomplish the benefit of others is the conduct of the sons of the victorious one.
Da lali sobdun pare. Sobdun pa ngowa ne te ta chumbe drup gewa nam thaye drobe donga sarvise. Korso nambar tabi hirap je sanjo ngowa jase la. Te tar to chumbe chumbe Ji simba goni sancho ngowa zoba sanje je komba tobe jo ngo kore sanjo tu ngo kore tetar ngowa de jase sanjo sanba la le sum jo ta den ba wo.
So the if one practices in this way, so all of the virtues which have been accumulated through this kind of striving, in order to remove the sufferings of limitless beings, that is, for the sake of inestimable numbers of beings, countless beings, immeasurable numbers of beings, in order to liberate them from their suffering, through the virtues accumulated by practicing in this way, one dedicates these virtues towards enlightenment with an intelligence which is pure with regard to the three types of cycles, the three aspects of the of activity. So without focusing on or getting hung up in the three aspects or phases of the process, giver, giving, and action, one dedicates the merit towards the achievement of complete Buddhahood, full enlightenment. This is the 37th practice of the Son of the Victorious One.
Dōjū tēngjū nām lē sōngbā tōng, tāmbā nām jī sōngi jīndāne, jāsē nām jī lālē sōngjū tōng, jāsē lālā sōngdō tōng nō kōy. Tē jāsē ngār jū tōng mē, jē lālē sōngdō mā tāmbā tē, kōng tō tūksān rāwa tē, kāndē jīl tōng nā sāmbā yīnsē nā, tē nē kōng tūksā tā sōng rē. Tōng bā dzōbā sāngjē jīn dō tāng, jū tāng, tēngjū nām lē sōngbā tōng, Jarse Sanju Sempe Labza Da Nyamling Songpa Tung Te Da Tamba Namja Songke Jinra Ne Tamba Gevi Hini Tamba Sete Gevi Hini Tamba Namja Songke Jisun Rang Te Song La Ten Ne Tanda Che Pare Jarse Namja Lali Songju Doi Jarse Sanju Sempe Namja Lali A Nyamling Songju Cha Doi Bande Jarse Lala Lomdo Tung Doko Jarse Sanchu Sempe Lan La Lopan Doeba Nam Je Tondo Kar Cheva Tsukwe Pai. Te Pai.
So, then having completed the explanation of the actual Bodhisattva practices, then the author, Huichu Tome, expresses his own intention in having presented this text by saying that he has been following the meaning expressed in the sutras, tantras, and commentaries, following the speech of the sacred beings, the spiritual friends and masters who have written these texts, and has presented these 37 practices of the bodhisattvas for the sake of those who want to learn the Bodhisattva path.
Oh yeah. Lord, me he jamba chonga se kheba jipe tejo ma jite do tan tam ba song ten ba se jase lali trumi la par se de kong jase ngor chu thome rang ge khengba chong se je te nga ja cha ku che tu sum ba Ranga Ngajaya Shevichet. Lodru Mihen Murju Tomi Rani Lodru Mihen Hira Chongshin Jamba Yang Jachempo Maseba Jamba Chongshena Kepa Jipe Kepa Nam Tok Jipa Tok Nipa Jipa Nipa Gavoyong Hesa Mare Kepa Zog Gavoyong Dejo Ngalan Kepa Mare Lodru Lodru Mi Lodru Chung Chung Re Jamba Yang Hachan Chenpo Ma Se Pare Ti Se Nang Khepa Su Thuk Nipo Yung Ya Gapo Yung Ya Ke De Jor Go Ya Ma Manchi Te Yin Yang Te Se Che Te Manchi Te On Chang Do Tang Tuenpa Sanji Chi Song Pa Do Tang Tampa Gevi Hi Nyi Tampa Nam Che Song Na Ti Ne Trepa Yen Pa Ti Se Na Jar Se La Lin Trumi Lakpar Se Jarse Sanju Sempa Namje Laliyam Nyamni Telan Trupa Me Trumi Lakpar Trumi Yin Samguyo Sambayo Sambare.
So this verse is has the purpose of the author himself avoiding pride or arrogance. So in order to counteract the possibility of this pride or arrogance, he says that because I myself am of inferior intelligence and not very clever, this will not be a kind of literary masterpiece which the capable ones would get excited about. Or would be particularly pleased with. But nevertheless, because it's based on the teachings of the sutras and the reliable beings, I consider it as being, or it can be considered as being an unmistaken or undiluted presentation of the conduct or the practices of a bodhisattva.
Onja jase chö pa lapchi nam lomi dande tengba karuse garda mandal la so ni pa so tamba nam je so par je so onja jase chö pa lapchi nam javes jase sa chö se pa chö pa lapchi se je de lapchi topchi jachi nam lomi dande lodu me ba hira me ba dandra ve ngandra ve tengba karuse Ting pak par kavise, thar se matok par kavise, garda mandal la so nibeso, sik hapsen garva yopata, yan sik nasen driva meba la sopa, nibeso niba mambu yuna, tamba namji zeper zeduso, kiva tamba namji de zeper kavso, zeper zeduso, kondomas.
Literally says the great waves of bodhisattva conduct, or the very powerful, the very vast extent of the way in which bodhisattvas actually act, is difficult to fathom or measure for someone of inferior capacity, inferior intelligence, like me. Therefore, I pray that all of the contradictions in the text, the things which contradict each other, the incoherencies, parts of the text which don't seem to fit together, the whole collection of faults, like the whole mass of many faults in this text, that I pray that the sacred beings, the holy beings, will bear over and not get angry.
Tele somme, jase lali, jenyami. Tele somme, sonan gebe topchi. Roba koin, roba simjin koin. Tondan konzo sanchok simjoke. Tondan sanchok jesem, toni topikera. Konzo sanchok jesem te, simjin tamje jeton to sanje jikoban droban dobe sende. Ta tanda kun sanjuk sem ta kunso sanjuk di sem chok ni je tanda sanjuk di sem je sipit zawa dan zin je de sipalam ne ba kunso sanjuk sem ji tene hewan thalam ne ba sikin ni jin thalam ne ba sikin tha ni jin thalam ne ba te Tenda Sanjok Semda Kunzop Sanjok Semire. The Jumsin Karasana, Tenda Sanjok Semji, Sipetsava Danzin Tendinje, Sipalamine, Kunzop Sanjok Semji, Ranki Kuhiva Tondu, Jesem Tele Trote, Semjinje Tond the Sanji to combat over the world. Heaven Talamineva. Heaven Talaminepe.
So through the virtue arising from this, may all beings, through the superior bodhicitta, both ultimate and relative, may they achieve a state similar to the protector Chenrezi, who does not abide in the extremes of existence and pacification. So through the virtue arising from these bodhisattva practices, may all beings without limit or distinction through the superior commitment to enlightenment, the bodhicitta, which has the two aspects of ultimate and relative, which characterizes Chenrezig's state being free from the extremes of existence and pacification. So may all beings achieve this. And through the ultimate commitment to enlightenment, the ultimate level of bodhicitta, existence or samsara is cut, because the root of samsara, the ego clinging, is cut. The belief in self-entity is eradicated, thus eliminating samsara. And through the relative bodhicitta, which consists in the wish to accomplish Buddhahood for the sake of all beings, through this the extreme of the pacification of the state of one-sided nirvana is avoided. So through these two levels of bodhicitta, both extremes are avoided, and the prayer is then that may all beings achieve this or become equal to the guardian Chenrezig, who has mastered this. So it's said like that. In order to benefit myself and others, or in order to benefit himself and others, the venerable Asanga spoke these words of scripture and logic in the cave of precious mercury.
Namo loke dhoraya Kange chukha dhoraya Mese cha dhove dhona chikha chanche Lama dhona jine zangona Thato kosa Kupe sa dhra lo Upinte dhone dhove sanche Tamche dhoble dhonte deyane Deye pali chikha Kale pe kyalse namje lale je parasa Kanjo tu jin ni ka donjo Da jin burwe sule jarse se Nidam zindo ye vame Nisem gomba kyalse lale Nije sula tu cha chudar yo Raye sula jedang nidar Landur jibe tumo mena Payur Bamba Jarse Lale Yunga Bambi Yende Namye Mepe Kejo Mangebe Vipadam Shula Nishiji Wimba Nimba Jarse Lale Yuren Drobe Taishi Soso Depe Drobe Norse Shoto Yuje Drunga Namshi Drunga Sende Yuta Kanda Dona Doso Benjorje Tusa Bombe Sawa Nyamde Santa Nige Meba Jorje De Pamba Jorje Kanje Dena Nipa Senjorje Yente Yangu Tata Benjorje Shini Tamba Rangke Jive Jibaran Jimba Jorje Tami Rangyang Burwe Sunrara Chingwa Yintin Laya Suji Jabara Teshe Dangla Jamna Mung Kuncho Jambro Jarse Lali Sinto Suke Nishon Dunga Dikpe Leje Devur Tupes Teshe Sola Babjang Dikpe
Yeah.
Patrão.